At Trinity Christian Center, we are taking authority over the enemy through the preached word under the direction of Bishop Keith Felton.
Somebody always get wind of what you're going through, and they look at you and say, if I were her, I'd be going crazy about now. If I were him, I'm about to lose my mind. But they don't realize that you have to develop a quiet strength. Even when it looks bad on the outside of me, I got something that can say, peace be still on the inside of me. It's quiet, but it makes a lot of noise.
At Trinity Christian Center, souls are being saved and lives changed. Located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte. Services begin Sunday at 11 a.m. with the preached word and Wednesday night empowerment at 7 p.m. For details, call 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. Or go online at trinitychristiancenter.net. Now, a word from Bishop Felton.
This is Bishop Felton here. Come out and be a part of this exciting atmosphere at Trinity Christian Center. If you are in the Charlotte or surrounding areas, I encourage you to come out and be a part of what God is doing at Trinity Christian Center. Be blessed.
You're now tuned in to It's Your Season with Bishop Keith Felton, Senior Pastor of Trinity Christian Center. This program will empower you to be the person God has designed and created. At the end of this broadcast, information will be given for times and location and CD purchases. Now, a word from Bishop Felton.
Good morning. It's an awesome day that God has made. I am so excited to be preaching and teaching this morning. Listen, tell someone, It's Your Season is back on the air, and I'm so thrilled that we can come together and bless God.
This morning, the message is about stretched. Maybe you're stretched in your relationships. You're stretched financially. You're stretched with these kids. Listen to this message this morning. It's going to bless your life as we dive into stretch. Listen to this.
And went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I want to primarily teach this morning from the message, stretched. Look at somebody, say stretched.
Stretched.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
Stretched.
Stretched. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Listen, when we pick up this text, we're gonna be cross-pollinating these scriptures with different to interlock them to bring out a point. And where God has the body of Christ, the leaders, the men and women that make up this the body of Christ, we're all in a position in our life right now that we are being stretched beyond measure. We are being pulled mentally, physically, and spiritually. We are being stressed out financially, even with family. We are being stretched so much so that this thing we call Christianity and walking as a believer of Jesus Christ is going to stretch you. You the Bible says that you know about my disciples, but have to have the love for one another. But even your love for one another is going to be stretched. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Somebody say patience. Patience is going to be stretched. Obedience is going to be stretched. Are y'all hearing? A mind or willingness is going to be stretched. And here in the Bible, 2 Kings, this Naaman had leprosy. And the man of God commanded him to do what thus says the Lord, to bring about his healing. But Naaman wanted it his way. And God was dealing with me that the people of God and we all as a unified body of believers, we're all standing in the need of something from God that only God can change. But God said your obedience is stretched so much so that it's not coming the way that you think it should come. And God has already given you the prerequisites. This is what you need to do in order for me to show my hand mighty in your life. I want you to look at somebody and say, you already know what to do. But knowing what to do is actually stretching you to the limit. Knowing what to do is putting everything you know on the chopping blocks, and God is literally pulling things out of you that you thought was dormant or that you thought did not even exist anymore in your life. Because wherever there's a great miracle, wherever there needs to be great manifestation, there's got to be a stretch in obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. But anybody would tell you it stretches you to be obedient. It stretches you to walk upright before God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? If you're not in a position right now in the things of God, that you're not in something that's stretching you, you might have to get in something that's going to stretch you, because it's not going to always stay dormant in your life forever.
That's
Woe be unto the man or woman of God who's got so much peace time. But do you not realize that God says it's not the peace time that stretches you? It is when you're standing for God to do something in your life, your family, your finance, even in your walk with God, that is going to put you in a position that, God, I'm being stretched beyond measure. And I know you told me to do this, that, and the other, but God is taking everything that I have to love this person, to love this man, to love this woman. It is stretching me beyond measure, Lord God, to love these children after all the things that I've done for them, and they act like they're nothing, that I have done anything, and it stretches you. Somebody say stretch. God, oh my. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Stretching the man of God to be obedient. You have to be obedient. Here is the man of God telling Naaman, if you're going to be healed of leprosy, this is what you must do. But he gets besides himself and begin to accost the man of God. Well, look, he can come down here and do it like this. And he can, God say, you got to stretch that. When you hear my word is always going to make you uncomfortable. Nobody want to hear that right now, but I'm going to teach today. Amen. God's word will always make you feel uncomfortable, because anything that's comfortable, you'll do it. But anything that's uncomfortable, you won't do it, because you know it takes everything you to do it. Amen. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? That's why it's such a stretch for us to keep our mouths closed. So why it's such a stretch for us to get in our word. So why it's a stretch to keep from spitting out what's on the top of our head. God said, you got to stretch. And the work does not start with the person on the outside of you. The work starts with the man or woman on the inside of you. And God said, I'm going to stretch you to let you know you're not there yet. Look at somebody and say, I'm not there yet. And sometimes it takes stretching. Sometimes it takes stretching. Look at somebody and say, it's taking God. It's taking God for me. It's stretching me in my obedience, because I need a miracle. Although we're not like Laman, that we're not dealing with leprosy, but everybody in this room is dealing with something that you need God's help in. And when every time you look at that something face to face, it stretches you to become what God has called you to be. Lord, I got to take my time. Look at somebody say, he's stretching me. God is so adamant about developing us until he puts us in the middle of the worst conditions. And what might be worse to me, it might be pure hell for you. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Every man thinks his burden is the heaviest. Everybody here is going through something like, Lord, I can't wait for this to be over with. William, turn my microphone up a little bit. I'm here to holler. Amen. Amen. Everybody in here is going through something. Say, Lord, I can't wait for this to be done. And sometimes you ask God that, and you say, God, well, when is it going to be done? Because you can go through something for so long until you done cried and it's still here. You done labored for the Lord and you still here. You done flipped over your plate and fasted and it's still here. You done gave up the wrong for the right and it's still here. And you critique everything inwardly, but still outwardly it's not changing. And God said, now I'm not going to move anything, so you can stretch to see this thing through. It's not changing on your time. It's changing on my time. Look at somebody and say, wait on the Lord. Everybody always says, you just got to wait on the Lord. Do you not know waiting on the Lord is the most time-staking thing that you can ever ask? Everybody think you can be waiting and waving your hands. I can't. The devil is a liar. While you're waiting on the Lord, people will lie on you. While you're waiting, your body will get sick. While you're waiting, your finance will go south. While you're waiting, things will happen. But God said, I allow it to happen to stretch you, to let you know that I'm not coming on a temper tantrum, and I'm not coming when you want me to come. You just got to wait on me and see me move in your life. Somebody say stretch. And in the midst of you waiting, Lord, you'll go through some emotions that you thought you lost when you was in middle school. Why am I acting like this? Why am I crying for no reason? Why am I mad with everybody? Because you're being stretched. You can look at your own kids and get mad at them and don't know why you're upset with them. Because God said, I'm stretching your emotions. I'm stretching everything about you to let you know that there's still some things on the inside of you that if I begin to scrape hard enough, it is still there. And the only way you're going to get down to the bottom of it is let me stretch it out of you. Stretch your arms until they're about to disconnect your shoulders. And God say, I'm not going to kill you, baby, but I'm going to make you. And though it hurts and though I slay you, I'm still going to bring you back and make you perfect. Somebody say obedience. Obedience means God say, send the man of God. It's not going to happen the way you want it to happen. And in the midst of you wanting and waiting, I want God to do this. But God say, as you wanted me to do this, you got to wait for me to do it. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? That's why sometimes I never forget when we first moved to Charlotte, we were going through some very, very tough times. Amen. And God will always wait till the last moment to do something. Y'all can look at me like y'all crazy, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And he won't do it when it needs to be done. He'll wait till the last minute. And we needed some rent paid. Somebody say rent. I don't know about you, but when your mind starts telling you you're going to be outside in the cold and all your hair going to be look like it's falling out and you got rabies and you start coming up with all these little things in your mind because, you know, when you're stressed, your mind starts to think. Amen. Look at somebody say your mind thinks. When you're really stressed, your mind begins to tell you the worst thing that could ever happen. And God says, it's not going to happen like that, baby. Your emotions are getting the best of you. You think you're going to die, but I'm going to let you live. You think you're going to lose everything, but I'm going to give you what you need. But I'm not coming when you want me to come. I'm going to stretch your patience. I'm going to stretch you to be to wait on me. I'm going to have you squirming in your couch and at your kitchen table like you got ants in your pants because you know these bills need to be due and you know you need money and you know you need this. And God said, I may not show up when you want me to show up, but I'm going to stretch you until you keep your mouth closed and know that I'm going to do it. God, see, oh my goodness, I got to go here. God is stretching somebody in here right now to get you to shut up. Because you know God said, I'm going to do it. And you can't worry me or pester me about doing it. I'm going to do it. You can throw up arms before me. It's already done. You can cry. It's already done. The problem that you're going through emotionally is not me coming. It's just not happening as fast as you want it to happen. And it's causing you to stretch. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? When you stretch, you begin to look at everything different. You hyperventilate in the spirit. You don't even read your Bible because you're so worried about, Lord, I need this to happen. God said, I'm stretching you to let you know your obedience is going to be stretched. God is not raising spoiled, rotten babies. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? My son Ryan, when he can't get his way, he'll fall on the floor and cover his face. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? But that's normal for a three-year-old. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Look at somebody say, that's normal. That is extremely normal for a three-year-old that just turned three in October. He's still trying to get his emotions on the wrap. Before daddy come, amen. Then it's going to be sackcloth and ashes, amen. And wailing. Somebody say 3 years old. But God say, there is an inner child in every developed man or woman of God. Everybody you see, listen, even me to the elders, to the prophetess, to all the men and women of God who operate on that particular level in the body of Christ, there is a boy or a girl in everybody. You let God twist you and stress you, the little girl in you start to cry and the little boy and you begin to wail out. Why? Because God said your situations will pull out things inside of you that you thought were mature. Look at somebody say, you're acting like a child. You're acting like a child when you stretch. When people are stretched, they become intimidated. They become territorial. Don't tell me what to do. I'm you don't know. And God said, you're being stretched because even though outwardly you're a man or woman of God, but inwardly when I stretch you, there's still a girl inside of this woman. There's still a boy inside of this man. And they would never know it until I stretch your life. Yeah. I know he's in there. I know that little girl is in there. I know that little boy's in there. We only as strong as we are when we're not going through. Because when we're going through, there's stuff inside of us that manifests. I got to get off this point. But listen, there are things inside of you that manifest that God himself said, I want you to take a look at yourself. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? When I was growing up, when you was acting, getting out of, like they say, getting out of hand or getting out of the way, mama and them would say, look at yourself. You look crazy. I'm from the old school. Mama and them would let you come out the room and look at how you dress. And you say, you look crazy. Now go back in there and change them clothes. And you could think you looking good. And you think you got everything is in this place. And mama look at you. Oh, no, you're not riding with me looking like that. You go right back in the room and pick out them clothes that I have for you. Because you're not going to come in here mad at these people making me look like I ain't taking care of you. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? God is doing the same thing with us. God is saying, listen, I know you're shouting in the living in the church, and I know you're prophesying, you're preaching, but if they see how you acting here in your living room, you need to go back and get your face right, because I'm raising you up, and although I'm stretching you, don't wear it on your face. Don't let it get in your spirit, because he who began a good work in you will be faithful. Good God Almighty. Look at somebody say, stop looking like that. Every time we go through life, we ate lemons and limes for dessert. We got to understand that God is doing something in our life. And one of the things before we go to our next point, listen, God says, stop trying to get everybody to see what you see, because they're not going to see it. Stop trying to tell people, this is what's going on, and this is what's going on. God says, they will never understand what you're going through, least they go through what you're going through. One thing I've learned, when you stretch, everybody can tell you how to handle it, but nobody wants to handle it. Oh my goodness. Everybody wants to do what you're doing, but nobody wants to go through what you have to go through to do it. God Almighty. Oh my goodness. Lord, let's go to my next point. Lord Jesus. Let's go to the book of James. James 1 and 19. James 1 and 19. It is a stretch for some of us, including myself, just to be quiet. Is anybody in the building? If you don't get all this, get the CD. I guarantee you to bless your life. James 1 and 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. Slow to wrath. Isn't that amazing? And sometimes God say, my second point is, it is a stretch to keep your insides calm. It is a, somebody say, it's a stretch. It is a stretch. And even though I'm not moving my mouth, it is a stretch to keep my mind from making up mess that's going on in my spirit. And it takes everything you got. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm getting happy right now. Because when you stretch in this particular area of your life, you can always attribute it to somebody, listen, on the outside of your life. It could be your husband, your wife. It could be your kids. It could be your job. It could be your finance. It could be just where you are in the body of Christ for this particular season in your life. And it can stretch you to keep your mouth closed. God said, I'm getting ready to take you through a season that I don't want you to say anything. I'm getting ready to take you through a season when you got to brace yourself and don't speak everything that comes off the top of your head. And God said, it sounds easy, don't it, baby? Yes, sir, it sounds easy. But God said, it's going to be a stretch. God Almighty. It's going to be a stretch when you want to say something so bad and you got to keep your mouth closed and you got to lock it down, and it's a stretch to put zippers on your lips because we're so accustomed to saying what we want to say and thinking we're right. And God said, I'm about to shut some people down. I'm about to put the clamp down on your mouth, clamp down on your spirit, and it's going to take everything you got to be still and know that he is God. Look at somebody says, taking everything. It's taking everything for me not to comment. I don't know about you, but I'm a commenting person. I will comment about it. I will tell you, this is what I see. And God said, no longer is you going to tell me what you see. Tell me what you see in your own life. and then we can talk. Tell me what you see in your own spirit. Shut it up, Keith. You don't know what you're doing anyway without me. Stretch yourself to keep your hands and your feet into attention and move when I ask you to move. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, but even good men get stretched. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? It is a stretch to love at times. If you're in a relationship and you're married, I know you're going to hear this right here. It's a stress sometimes when you're married and you want to say something so bad. Uh-oh, it's a lot of laughing here. It's a stretch as a parent. You see your kids doing something crazy, and God said, you can't say nothing. But you're so used to saying, God said, shut it up, baby, because your mouth going to get in the way of my move. And if you keep putting your mouth on my move, I'm going to stop moving. So now it takes everything you got to shut it up. Y'all got to get that right there. It takes everything. That's why James said, be slow to speak. And it's a stretch to keep your mouth closed. Because when you speak about something, you'll speak about anything. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? God, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. You already know how you're going to get out of it. It's just you speaking out of your emotions. And do you not know the power of life and death is in the tongue? And if Satan can get your tongue to move and can get you to start speaking things over your life, it will come to pass. It may not happen right then instantaneously, but when you speak it into the existence, it will manifest. And people think that, oh, she makes me sick. You're sick because it's manifest, because you said out of your mouth that person makes you sick. And automatically that person will become an allergy in your life, that every time they come around, you sniffing and you blowing snot and your head hurt and you don't know what to do. God said, because you are speaking things over your life inadvertently, and you have to be quiet. These people working on my nerve, and every time you get around these people, your nerves is inflated. You don't even know if you're from the left to the right, because God is saying, because you're speaking things out of your mouth. And it's a stretch when you're in an environment when you're so used to telling people, this is what needs to happen. God said, be quiet. You know when God is getting you to that place, when people tell you, child, by now you would have said something. Oh, I ain't got nothing to say. You ain't got nothing to say. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say. Because even though you want to say something so bad, I know somebody knows what I'm talking about. You want to say something so bad, but it is just a stretch. And you're not talking that because you don't care. You're not talking because you're learning to restrain your voice, to restrain your spirit, to restrain your inner man. Y'all got to get this right here. And it is a stress to do. And it seems like some stuff be so easy. Oh, I can do that. Oh, that ain't no problem. I'll do it. It's not that easy. If I don't want to say that, I ain't going to say nothing. Well, it's not that easy. Because everything that happens in your life, you're not commenting on it. What James is saying, listen, he's saying this right here. He said, wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear. Swift to not run your mouth before you hear what's going on. For some people, that's a stretch. For some people, see, God has been dealing with me. There's some people that shoot off at the mouth. And when they hear it, it's not as bad as what they shot off at the mouth. And God said, if you would have just been quiet and heard what's going on, you would have not inflated the situation. Because we hear a little bit of something and we go off, oh, da, 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 and they should have did it today. And God said, look at what you're doing. You're supposed to be my spokesperson. And how can you be swift to say something if you can't hear the whole story? Let he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. You cannot hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church if you are always running your mouth. God Almighty. Oh my goodness. He is stretching me. And we can pray with each other at this moment. We can laugh with each other at this moment. But when you get home, that the same stretch that left you when you left the house is waiting on you. In fact, when you close the door and put the lock on it and say, I'll be here when you get back. The same stuff you left at the house is waiting for you when you get there. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? But you got to let that stuff know. Listen, I'm not moved by you anymore. You're not going to have me sitting up till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning and know I need to get some sleep, thinking about this and thinking about that. God says, stretch yourself. Stay your emotions so you can see what I'm calling you to see. Oh, my goodness. Lord, I knew we would get quiet in here, amen. But I'm going to keep right on talking, amen. And we'll do good, somebody said, for a little while. We will do good for a little while until it seems like the good we're doing is not working. And then, just like leaves falling from a tree in autumn, we start falling off. But God said, in this season, you've got to stretch yourself to be consistent in the face of God. You have to be consistent with your prayer life. You can't pray for a little while and say, well, I pray today. No, men should always pray and not faint. Where God is taking Trinity, you have to understand, we as a body of believers, we have got to be stretched with consistency. If we pray, you're going to be saying, Bishop, all he's doing is praying. We should always pray and not faint. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Do you not know God said, us continually coming into the presence of God, sooner or later, the God that we're seeking, he will reveal himself. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Many churches are putting on programs. Many churches are having this and that. But we as a core group of believers, we have got to get back to praying. We have got to stretch ourselves to come out and pray. We got to adjust our life to come together and pray. God said those things in your life are not just going to happen with me just sprinkling them over your life. Some things come by prayer and fasting. The kingdom suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. And no matter what you're going through, it's going to take you being consistent. Not doing it Monday and Tuesday and take the rest of the week off. Not doing it Sunday morning and take the rest of the week off. You have got to be consistent in the things of God, and it will stretch you to be here on a Wednesday night. It will stretch you to lay before God in your living room. But if it's stretching you to get better, God said, if you keep doing it, I'm going to bless your life.
Listen, I'm out of time. However, you can hear this broadcast every Saturday morning from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. on this station, WPZS, Praise 100.9 and 92.7, and on a podcast any day and every day on www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. If this message has blessed you, we want to hear from you. Call us at 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. And for more information, stay tuned to the announcer. Listen, let's meet together again next week as we go deeper into the Word of God. And remember, make this year your season. God bless.
Trinity Christian Center is located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28262. Service times are Sundays at 11 a.m., Wednesday Empowerment at 7 p.m. Please feel free to visit us on the web at www.trinitychristiancenter.net or call us at 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. If you're interested in purchasing today's message, just ask for Offer 005. At Trinity Christian Center, under the direction of Bishop Keith Felton, lives are being changed, souls saved, and the Word is being taught. Here's a testimony at what is going on at Trinity Christian Center.
Hi, this is Evangelist Kirkland, and I know you hear Bishop Felton on the radio. I'm telling you, if you just come out and you experience what we're experiencing here in this sanctuary, we just give God all the glory for the powerful way that he uses the man of God.
Trinity Christian Center is located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, in the Gold Hill Pavilion. For order of services, call 704-905-1371 or go online at trinitychristiancenter.net. Here's another testimony.
Reverend Stephen DeBose at Trinity Christian Center. We just want to invite you out and listen to Bishop Keith C. Felton.
And this is Reverend Kathy DeBose, and I'm telling you, the Word of God comes forth. So come out and see for yourself what you've been missing.
This is Bishop Felton here. Come out and be a part of this exciting atmosphere at Trinity Christian Center. If you are in the Charlotte or surrounding areas, I encourage you to come out and be a part of what God is doing at Trinity Christian Center. Be blessed.